All right, welcome everybody to this latest episode of Cadillac on Mars. You know, I got my homies with me, so this is always going to be a great day. We got Delvin, we got Tyrell, the internet's own Tyrell.
Yeah, I'm not gonna let this shit slide. This motherfucker said before we start, what show is this?
I did. You know what? I don't know what it is. Like the fucking. Oh, also, I think this is like a full year of Cadillac on Mars. If I went.
Oh, congratulations!
Yeah, I think we hit the year mark. So it's been a while since like Games We Don't Play was active,
and I got fired.
But yeah. I don't know. Hey,
I mean, but really, last month he said. He almost said Games We Don't Play. So I was like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I keep getting stuck on it where I'm just like, so I actually started changing all of my my avatars and stuff like that. So like, if you go on the PlayStation, it's not the Games We Don't Play logo anymore. It's kind of like on Mars. We do actually have a Discord that we were just going to use for like fuckery, mm-hmm. but never started. So I did change that one. I think there's just two comments, one me saying, what's up, y'all, and Delvin saying, we ever going to use this?
Yeah, that's essentially what I'm saying.
I made a skim Discord just cause that way, basically just to squat on the name. So, yeah. I mean, it goes down. It's cool. I have multiple Discords I follow. Rarely, if ever, am I in there doing anything on Discord.
Yeah, Discord, you know what? Discord's got too much going on. Like, just, with all the different, like, channels, and it's just like, man, I don't know. It's too much for me. I always compare it to Double Dutch. Like, which conversation am I getting in? When do I jump? Wait, does this go here? Does that go there? And then I just jump in and get caught up in all the cords. And I'm like, never mind.
Yeah. Discord seems like a fucking job.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, it's a lot of work. You got to go to this channel. Nah, I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah. And for the most part, it's just like four dudes jerking each other off the whole time. When it's like, you might as well just be like in one chat. And just make it easy for yourself. And I believe that's called Twitter. But you know, whatever. Yeah,
that's why I like Twitter.
Exclusive tour. So I got my homies with me. I did invite Sean and actually let him know like way ahead of time. But he said he couldn't make it because his wife is out of town, so he's gotta watch the kids, which I told him like Michael Jordan, fuck them kids.
Yeah.
Don't even gotta watch the kids. It's 9:30 at night. They can't watch themselves.
Right, seriously. And one is like fucking like 15, 16, and the other one's like 10. They're good.
Yeah. Come on, son. The 15, 16-year-old can watch the tits. Come on. Come on, son.
That 15, 16-year-old, he ain't even talking to you.
He just watched he watching the Braves play the Astros. He just watched the World Series and don't want to come off of it. And that's cool.
True. I mean, who knows? Maybe this is like his booty movie talking. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not gonna.
You ain't got the lie, Craig.
You ain't got the lie. Oh shit!
So let's get caught up real quick. Delvin, man, what have you been up to?
Man, I've just been shit a lot of shit. It's like you know, this past week was my grandmother's birthday.
Oh, nice!
And apparently they want to do like two birthday parties for us, so that was fun. Like, you know, Tuesday her actual birthday. I did a whole bunch of stuff for her, and you know, I got her like I was gonna get her a Ring doorbell, but them shits was weird because you gotta have like a subscription, and then you gotta have like internet and all this other shit. I'm like, fuck that, she's not gonna understand that. So what I ended up doing was I got her something that was similar to that, but instead of having a subscription for it, you can just put in a micro USB card, and it works the same way, and it still works off of your internet. So she has Wi-Fi in the house, so it works exactly like a Ring.
Oh, perfect.
HD camera, looks really good. She can talk to people through her door, so she good. And I got her a couple other things for her birthday, got her a cake and all that good stuff. She had a blast. And Saturday, this is, you can tell my brother, God bless him, he be on his white people, I got money shit. So he was like, this is what we're going to do for grandma's birthday. We're going to go to this hotel. I can't remember the name. I think it's one of those fancy-ass hotels. We're going to rent her out our room for the weekend, right? Like, okay, that's cool. So you're paying for that, right? Yeah, I got that. The hotel has a water park. Yes, this is where we're going. The water park, so he says.
Like, you going to Las Vegas or you going to fucking Disney World?
Oh, it gets better. So he rented a cabana in the, like he rented her room. And at the water park, he rented her a cabana that brought us food throughout the day, like you just tell her, hey, I want this and that. And I get it comes with the fee of the cabana.
You don't have to say yes or no, but is your brother a coke boy?
No, he's a cop. You know that.
Oh, so yes, he is.
Oh, so yes.
So
this goes into evidence, and
this goes.
Never saw this. This goes back to the community. Gotcha.
So I'm like, yeah, this is great. You know, everybody in the water park having fun. My grandma not getting in the water, but she's sitting under the shade, mm-hmm. watching her grandkids play. She's having a blast, and I'm like, okay, this is great, and I didn't have to pay for that part, so I'm like, this is fantastic. Everybody's mm-hmm. having a good time. But here's the kicker. He wants to take her to dinner that night at the hotel. Hotel has a 5-star restaurant.
All right.
And this is where I got fucked. There is no plate in that place under $50. There no kids meal.
There was no Quiznos around the corner?
No. So it's like, so there's no kids. I don't know. That's a good question. So, it's me and my kids. There's no kids meal.
Mm-hmm.
No nothing. So I have to buy them. And this is the crazy thing about it is the dinner is $50. No sides.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is also sounds like one of those places where like you get your main piece, then you get all the sides, but also high prices, small portions.
Yes, exactly.
Where you buy things like medallions.
Yes, exactly. So I'm looking at this thing, right? I'm like, all right, let me strategize this because I don't want to spend too much money. There's three of us here. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming $50 a piece, average price, $150. All right, mm-hmm. that's good, all right? That's not too bad. That's not too bad. You know?
Everyone at the table getting waters. Don't try to get crazy.
So I say to my son, because my son, as soon as he saw me, to my son's credit, as soon as he saw the menu, he's like, damn, this is a lot of money. And he said it loud. I'm like, oh, my God, son, shut up.
At the same time, you've raised him well.
Yes. He's not wrong. Well.
He's like, why is this stuff so expensive, Dad? I'm like, I don't know. So him being a good boy, like, I'm going to get the cheapest thing on the menu.
Now, chicken? Was it chicken?
No, it wasn't chicken. It was, I can't remember the name of it. It was,
And don't be racist.
No. We go to this fly little French spots every now and again. And oddly enough, the cheapest thing on the menu is this chicken confit that I fuck with because it's chicken.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of like the cheapest thing on the menu. So I'm like, okay, I can stunt and get the cheese plate because I'll just eat the chicken. And we'll do the damn thing. So put some respect on chicken's name.
Oh, yeah.
It's reasonable.
For sure. Okay. I ain't disrespecting chicken. Just let it be known.
So my son said, you know what? What's these muzzle things? I said, you sure you want to try those? They were like $45. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'll try it. And the menu says, you get 5 pieces of muzzles. That's it.
What is a muzzle?
A muscle. The little clammy.
Muscle. Oh, my God. Muscle.
At first, I thought he said muzzles, too. I was like.
Yeah, muscle.
I was like, what is this strange food that I'm unaware of? Yeah. They got down south.
So he ordered that. My daughter, being my daughter, I want the steak.
Damn. Oh, she was going to ball out. She's like, I'm going to fuck. She's like, this is your dime, not mine.
I'm like, how much
is one
steak?
One for here, one to go.
Steak is like $65. I'm like, all right, you can get the steak. I'll get the steak as well. I'll get the, because they have like two kinds. They have the skirt steak and they have like the filet mignon 8-ounce steak, right? So I'm like, okay, I'll get that one. It's a little bit cheaper. It's like $59. Hers is like $67 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right. What about sides? We want the mac and cheese. I'm like, so I asked the guy, because the mac and cheese is
$20. Yeah. It comes in a little boat.
I'm like, how many people does this mac and cheese feed? He said, oh, it's a lot. It could feed like 2 or 3 people. So I'm like, all right, I'll get the mac and cheese for them. We good, right? Okay. The food comes. This shit looks homeless. This shit, I'm really looking at this food like, where the fuck is the rest of this shit? Like, the steak about this big, it's like the size of like a finger. I'm like, why is the steak so small? And they like put like garnish on the shit. Give a fuck about this garnish. Like, yo, I just paid $60 for some goddamn garnish and half a steak. Like, I could have went to like fucking.
You can hit a sizzler with them all you can eat shrimps.
I could have went to Chili's and ate like a king for this bullshit, right? Like, so I look at myself like, is this all they fucking give you?
Man, this little ass thing. Applebee's eating good in the neighborhood.
Yeah. So I see my son Muzzles, and he looking at him like,
still calling him Muzzles, man. Fucking me up.
Muzzles, whatever the fuck it is. But I see his shit. He looking at me like, this ain't it. Like,
out of food. Yeah.
Now he liked it, but it was small.
Oh, yeah, it was five muscles. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Five muscles. That's
a side dish. That's not. Yeah, a meal.
That's the equivalent, which typically it is an appetizer, yeah. And that's the equivalent of eating like five peanut M&Ms.
Yeah,
they're not big.
Yeah. So, and my daughter got her little skirt steak and stuff, and she's like, "All right, this looks okay." So I gave them, the mac and cheese. That shit was minuscule. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? This is not $20 worth of mac and cheese. This is not even $5 worth of mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. This is like a cup full. Like, I can, like, he fed us like they feed the Ethiopian people in Africa who are starving for meals. Like, here you go. Yeah. You get one grain of rice.
You know get one grain of rice. Those meals are built for people who say this phrase, oh, look at me, I have a food.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, what? No.
So I'm like, okay, this has to taste really good. Like, $60. Yeah. $60 has to be really good. This bullshit was mid. Damn. Mid as fuck. I'm like, yo. I felt like I got cheated. I can't believe I paid all this money for this bullshit. I could have made it home. Yeah. My daughter was like, she wished to me like, this steak don't taste that good. The top tastes burnt. I'm like, oh my god.
You're supposed to taste the char.
At a spot like that, that's when you can really get like, hell man, this food was not to my liking, and I cannot expect to pay for this.
I didn't want to do it in front of my grandma. That'd have been bad. Like, it was 13 people there.
Oh no, that's why you just take your man to the side, be like, bruh, yeah, what is y'all doing? Like, this is awful. This is supposed to be a five-star experience, and y'all just serve me slop. Just stun them, man.
Yeah, do it. Why not? You're not going to see him again. Also, your brother's a cop, so that means he has a gun on him. Just throw it on the table. Just throw it on the table. Is this you don't support the badge? Look it. What are you doing here? Blue Lives Matter. Get him a better steak. Like.
So.
I mean, just throw out all the phrases. What?
What was the quote I told y'all I thought this meal was going to cost when we started?
I believe it was $150 is where we started. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
This meal came.
Can I take
up
a guess? Can I take a guess?
Hashtag and title.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I'm going with tip. I'm going with tax. I'm saying you walked out this door, maybe $245.
You're close.
I was thinking $235. So
what'd you get?
Chowfee, if this price is right, you would have won because you went the closest without going over. It was $295.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Woo.
What?
Wow.
$295. 18% gratuity. Like, like $25 in taxes. Like, am I buying a fucking PlayStation? What is going on? Like, did y'all include shipping on this shit? Like, it was insane. My son, because you could tell what type of dad I am, I go to the restaurants that, like, hey, you pay one time for this soda, we keep filling it up the whole night.
Yeah.
So he got three Cokes thinking that, oh, they just going to charge us for the one. Nope. That shit was like $30. I'm like, why is it $30 for these sodas?
We got a liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like.
Because I'm like, that's like basic rum and Coke prices right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is the crazy thing about it. This makes it even more absurd. It's not like they gave you like the 20-ounce Coke.
Uh-huh.
They brought you like a shot glass of Coke and gave you like the 12-ounce can,
like
and
poured the orange. It in there. Oh, they gave you a can?
Yeah, and they poured. They put the
in a five star. You're saying you went to a place where you paid $50 a plate,
yes,
and they came up and said, "Oh, BTW, we just pulled this out of like the igloo cooler. Here's a can."
Yeah, they give. This is what they do. Wow. They bring you a shot glass about that big, about 8 ounces, I want to say. They put it on a table with ice in it. They bring a can of Pepsi, because it was Pepsi. They open it up in front of you. They pour it in there, in the glass. Then they put the Pepsi by you, and they walk away.
You should have spoke to the manager. You should have carried the fuck out. There is no way.
Right. Because also, there's nobody in there, nobody nowhere, ever, know-how, should be pouring a can of Coke, like if they brought you some fancy-ass champagne. You know what I mean?
Like, that's how I felt.
Like, look, we poured your Coke for you. Bitch, what? Like, is this original Coke classic from like the 80s? Is this new Coke from the 80s?
The
like,
soda sommelier.
Like, is this something vintage? They're like, this Coke is from from Paraguay. Like, come on, man. No, don't do that.
Yeah. That's
wow.
But she
had disrespected.
Yeah. She had a good my grandma had a good time. She enjoyed herself. Mm-hmm. Very much so. She enjoyed the weekend. She said it was one of her favorite weeks because she expect that much to be done for her. And she spent mm-hmm. a whole weekend with her. She got two birthday cakes. She got one Saturday, got one Tuesday, mm-hmm. got a whole bunch of shit for her birthday. Got to spend a weekend in a hotel, which is stuff that she never does for herself.
Yeah.
So she had a blast. So
I mean, that's what really matters, though, too, yeah. is like, yeah, big picture. Do you want to be spending the money? Nah. But on the positive end, I do know how much, like, you mean to your grandma and how much your grandma means to you. So like, I mean, that's huge. You know, that's one of those things where you're just like, yeah, you know what? To see her happy, I'm sure that probably like really warmed your heart. I'm sure Monday when you looked at that bank account, though, you're just like, ain't that a bitch?
But still. Oh, yeah. Oh, I have one more side note to this that's very funny. My brother, mm-hmm. we don't hang out that much. So when we were at the water park, he was acting like a big ass kid. He was happy and stuff.
For those of you who don't know, Delvin's name is Delvin, and his brother's name is Kelvin.
Yes.
They just changed a letter.
Yes, pretty much. My parents were lazy. Very lazy. So my brother Kelvin was like, hey, get on this water slide with me. Now, there was a few of them on there. There was the one, they have like the ones when you get on the tube and stuff, mm-hmm. and you slide down the slide, it goes like, you know, turning slides and stuff like that. So first we got on that one. The first thing I said to him, it was like a two-seater. I'm like, motherfucker, I weigh 200 pounds. You weigh like 250. This thing is not going to carry us all the way down the slide. Yeah, man. We'll be good. We'll be good. So we get on that. We go on through the slide. It's going about as slow as possible. Like it's not even like a fast.
You guys aren't sliding. You're cruising the boulevard.
Yeah, like we're cruising down the slide. And then you know,
kids fucking waiting up on top. Like they come through yet? Like, is it my turn?
And then you know, when you get to the bottom, you get to like the pool area.
Yeah,
we drop out like a fucking log. Just droosh. And I roll out. When I get out, the whole thing flips over and he falls straight in the water. I'm like, fuck.
It had to happen. It had to happen. There's no other way that could have ended.
So this asshole's like, all right, then let's go get on the slide where you have to use, it's like almost like a slip and slide.
Yeah.
Where you have to get on this little like rug type mm-hmm. shit in the water.
Yeah.
And like slide down this. Yeah. So we did that, right? So we're going to go do that. So we get in position. We slide down the slide. Now, what I didn't know was the slide at the end of it, when you like get to the bottom part, it has like speed bumps. So you'll slow down so you don't run into shit when you get to like the end of it.
But that also sounds like it would be uncomfortable as you're flying through on like a fucking quarter inch mat. And then
I'll
be like,
get to that right now.
Speed bumps for your ass because you're wearing the thinnest of trunks.
I'm getting to that right now.
You drug your nuts so hard.
Exactly. So me not knowing this, we get to the bottom and I hit the first bump and it hits me so hard. Only thing you hear me say in this water park is, ah, my nuts!
Damn. That's fucked up. That's making you dirty.
And I'm laying in the water face down like I've been shot. And my dumb ass was like, let's go up again.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Kids walking by Delvin. Want to see a dead body?
just terrible.
That's fucked up. Two things real quick. Number one, do you guys remember that McDonald's commercial where the guy got the job and everyone was like proud of him?
Calvin.
Calvin. Okay.
We all know this commercial.
Was it Calvin or Kelvin?
Calvin. Because it all gave us hope. like one day we can accomplish working at fucking McDonald's.
A minimum wage job.
He was proud, man.
Be proud. No, no,
Calvin got a job.
Calvin got a job.
Now,
when you look back at some of that shit, you like, really? Oh, yeah. That's what's out in the streets, McDonald's?
Exactly. Calvin must be selling crack.
There is stuff, when you look back at that, it's like, oh, yeah, this, like, you really were trying to dupe us. Like, the media was giving us the okie doke for real. Like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah, this is the best you guys can do, McDonald's. So you want to get on it or what? Like, wow. There was no dream big. I did want, this kind of goes with like Delvin's food story. I'm sure none of my wife's friends listen to this. So, yeah, fuck them hoes. I don't know them. But my wife was like, been out of shape recently because she went to go eat with some friends. Two different eating occasions. Because she just like, she finished another like big race. You know, my wife is out here doing fucking marathons, half marathons. You know, she's like flexing on the gram. So she's doing big things. But so after one of her races, she's like, oh, I'm going to go with my friends to this restaurant and we're going to eat. She likes to have a nice big beer after. And my wife came home super pissed. And she's like, these bitches don't eat. She's like, one of these ladies. It's like a German restaurant. You know, you get your fucking schnitzel and shit like that. She's on one pretzel. Of them. Yeah. She said, well, let me stop there. One of the ladies just ate some of a pretzel.
The fuck is that?
The whole meal. She's all, who the fuck eats a pretzel? Like, what?
Bitch, are you homeless? Why are you eating pretzels? Seriously.
But again, I take it back to these are the same people who say, oh, I got a food baby. No, you don't. Like, you didn't. And then the other day, she went out with some friends again to this like restaurant and they were going to have some cocktails and do a little shopping or whatever. She came home triggered again. And she was like, I was over here thinking I was going to eat some like tacos and whatever. She's all these fucking ladies. She said one of them ordered like chips and salsa and then like didn't eat any of it. And then another one ordered two tacos, but only ate half of them. So I was no. Which made me think too, I need to double back. Did she eat half of each taco or just one? Because she says she ate half of them. So I need to follow up. But she was so mad because she's like, I go out with these people and they don't fucking eat. She's like, so now I'm self-conscious because she's like, I'm over here with like a platter in front of my face. Like, okay.
You need to tell your wife she need to become Ike Turner and be like, eat the cake, anime. Eat the cake. Just start stuffing the shit in their face.
Seriously.
And making them eat.
Right. Yeah. And my wife is a whole ass bully. So I don't know why she doesn't tell them that.
I said, no your ass. She's trying to be nice and gentle with her lady friends.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard her talk to them.
them spoiled little LA girls is kind of what you would call them.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, you know, there's something else. But yeah, so I, you know, just know you're not alone in these eating predicaments, Delvin. Everyone gets caught sometimes.
Did she pay $300 for the tacos?
Hey, I'm just saying, I've seen some of the bills. They're up there, man. They're up there. Because they're not going to, like, you know, little Taco de Mexico around the corner. It's like fucking white people tacos.
Oh, no. That's,
you know, where it's like, oh, these are blue organic tortillas, handmade inside our restaurant, artisanal. We got a cabbage slaw, jackfruit carnitas. And it's like, oh, that's $15 for that taco? Fuck you.
Yeah. I have a question because you can relate to this, Shelfie. I live in Miami.
Uh-huh.
I, like I said, Little Havana, very well-known Cuban community. They sell Latin food there. How come I can go to Little Havana and get tacos and Spanish food for like $3, $4? And it tastes way better than the shit at these fancy restaurants for $150. It'd be the same shit.
Oh, that's very easy to answer. Two responses. One has a lot of love, and also that same one that has a lot of love is also cooked with lard.
Yes.
And both of those are delicious.
Yes, no, I was thinking
especially two when you put them together.
Lard. Lard. Like, I already know what it is.
Yeah. You go to Little Havana, $5, you're feeding your whole family off of one damn plate.
Yeah. No, man, let me tell you guys about the time. One of the two times my kids like spent the night at my parents' house. You know, we drop the kids off and we're like, I tell my mom, I go, listen, you have to understand, like, my kids don't eat like how I grew up. I go, these are like Whole Foods kids. These are Trader Joe's kids. Like relax. So I pick them up. My kids looked like I had just broken them out of like a kidnapper's cell or like a basement. They were sweaty, fucking hair in every direction. And as we're driving home, they're just like, you got to pull over. My stomach hurt. Like, we made like 3 shit stops for these kids. And so I'm like, what did you guys eat? And they were like, oh, every morning grandma made like burritos for us. And then she made like refried beans, and she keeps a pot. That's like, cause she does the like, makes the whole ones, keeps it in the little clay jar. And then, you know, as she needs, she scoops them out, refries those bitches like right in front of you. And then they go, grandma got this box. It's like a red box. And then she put this cream, like put the cream in the beans. And I was like, fucking lard? You guys have never had lard in your life. Man, these kids, woo, they were a done deal. Their digestive system was like, red alert. It was like fucking, if it was, Inside Out? like, just all the emotions going bananas inside, just screaming. Oh, fuck, I felt so bad for these kids. But I called my mom. I was like, you gave these kids lard? And they're like, she's like, yeah. And some Doritos, and Gavin wanted Takis. And I was like, okay, well, he still has like 3 days of diarrhea. Like, his body's not. My kids were fucked up. But also, lard is delicious. So what do you want me to do?
Chalfie, I got to say this, man. I'm proud of you, because I see that you're a successful man. You're raising your kids well. But your kids are the whitest Hispanic kids I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Like, they are living in pure privilege.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Just had this conversation at dinner right now. My daughter loves being Mexican. Like, even she's half Puerto Rican, half Mexican. There's some other stuff in there too. Irish shit. I don't count that. Yes. What?
like me and my kids.
Oh, I was
well,
like,
shit, like, well, like me and
Irish. What the fuck?
Well, I have a whole bunch of other shit in me that I don't count. I don't think it's Irish, but it's a whole bunch of other shit. Apparently, my slave masters was fucking a lot of different races.
I was about to say, that was a long ship journey,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Things along the way.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, but so this lady from Lucy's soccer team was talking to my wife about, so my daughter loves, like I said, like Mexico. She really, really loves to embrace her Latin side. And she did like the baile folclorico before. That's the big like flowy dress dances and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And so the lady didn't know that my daughter was Latina. Like, she's like, oh, so this my wife was telling me, and I was like, I'm failing, you know? So, yeah.
What is she supposed to do to look Latina?
She's supposed to ride around in a low rider.
Tattoo chair.
Our daddy got a low rider.
Supposed to walk around saying, Viva la raza. like fucking Eddie Guerrero.
I will say this, most of Delvin's life references tend to be wrestling,
yes,
in some form or fashion.
She got a frog splash of student.
Holy shit.
No, but anytime this is what my daughter does, and I just always look at her and I'm like, you need to get on Duolingo or something, because I'll say something in Spanish, which always blows my kids' minds, because they're like, you fucking speak Spanish? I'm like, we're gonna have this conversation again. And then whenever I say something in Spanish, my daughter gives me the slow turn of her head, and then she says, quiet. And I'm like, no, thank you so much.
That's funny. No lie, that's funny. That got me.
So I don't know, my kids are on some bullshit. I don't know what the fuck to tell you. But we'll get more into my stuff. I want to hear about what's going on with T over here. Did you have an event?
Which one?
The colon.
Oh yeah. That's we talked about that on my show. So you'll get a full bit of that situation.
Oh, what show was that? Tell the people what show.
Colonoscopy good, all clean, all good. No issues. The only issue I do have is diverticulosis.
Uh-huh.
And they said I don't eat enough fiber, and they want me to slowly but surely ramp up to at least 35 grams of fiber a day. Guess what? It's mad difficult to find in food. Fiber. Not a lot of fiber. Like, you think it's easy. Like, oh, it's cereal. It's bread.
Oh,
it's,
I know.
Like, no, well, say, it's just not. Because
Delvin had to do that.
I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
So do you guys do, like, the water mix-ins, Metamucil, shit like that?
Well, no, that's not. I can reach over here to this drawer. They told me to do. So slowly increase your fiber, the fiber you eat, to 25 to 35 grams per day. Eat whole grain breads and cereals. Already do that. Look for choices with 100% whole wheat, rye, oats, or bran. Have brown or wild rice instead of white rice or potatoes. Enjoy a variety of grains. Good choices include barley, oat, farro, kamut, K-A-M-U-T, I've never heard of it, quinoa, baked with whole wheat flour. you can use it to replace some white or all-purpose flour in recipes. Enjoy baked beans more often. I clearly have not read that yet because that's funny.
Yeah, add, like, what, baked beans? Like sugary-ass baked beans?
Add dried beans and peas to your casseroles or soups. Real white people shit when you read that.
Right.
Choose fresh fruit and vegetables instead of juices. I don't really drink fruit juice, but okay. Eat fruit and vegetables with peels or skin on. Kind of already do that. Compare food labels to look for higher choices, which is what I've been doing. So that's my main point.
Yeah.
I was at the grocery store today just to pick up a few things. And I'm like, let me just grab a bag of broccoli, grab a bag of this. And I'm like, that's probably plenty of fiber, right? You turn it over. Broccoli is 2 grams of fiber per serving. If I ate the whole bag,
yeah, I'd have
7 grams of fiber. And I'm like, and they want me to be at 35. I guess, man. I mean, that means I'd have to eat like 3-5 bags of this damn broccoli.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I follow this this lady on Instagram. She used to be on this YouTube channel I watched, but she moved. She became a doctor, mm-hmm. and her focus is actually on fiber. So she's constantly putting up fiber recipes and stuff like that there. And she recommended psyllium husk powder.
Okay.
And this is supposed to be like wild high in fiber, stuff like that there. So I'm like, fuck it. Amazon, go order this shit. Order that shit. It said it's going to be there. Like, it said it was going to be there that day. And then it was like, it's a delay.
Yeah.
And now we are pushing toward a week. So I finally just canceled that order today. And I'm like, okay, Amazon, you bullshitting. But I will find this psyllium husk powder, which is probably just what Metamucil is. If you think about it.
I was going to say that. I think it's the same exact thing.
Yeah. So I need, so that is something I want to get a hold of to, you know, make that an addition to the diet. But man, it's like, oddly enough, it's like I'm trying to eat less to try to lose weight.
Yeah.
But now they like, you got to eat more to hit all these fiber goals. Yeah. And I'm like, y'all fucking me.
Because it's
what
all
supposed
about,
to do?
You gotta, it's all about like eating differently too. And I'm just going to add this in now. Be forewarned, T, watch your DMs. Because if my wife listens to this part, she is all about telling people how to eat better and how to like fill in the, so specifically, what do you need?
Fair enough. So yeah. You let her know right now, they trying to get me to get my fiber game up to about 35 grams per day.
Okay, and, you hear that, Shody? He's got to get up to 35 grams per day. You know where to find him. Tell him. Send him a handwritten note. He likes
let you. Let your man know.
You're going to stay in the bathroom, I'll tell you that much.
I mean, you know, ain't nothing wrong with like smooth it out on him. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Smooth out on an R&B tip.
So colonoscopy went well. Like that's straight. My this past Friday was, we did a repeat of senior night. So
okay, because that was like a fail. Thunderstorm, right?
So, lightning storm took us right out. So we did. So it ended up being okay. Last game of the season, cool. Let's we gonna do it again. And I was feeling it, but I didn't really start crying.
Okay.
And then we get out there, and I film my kid as I walk toward him. I'm like, cool. First person perspective. It'll be fun. People will look and laugh. Like, look at this guy on his camera. I hug my kid. He hits me upside my head with his tuba because I'm like, I go in to hug him, and he leans down to hug me, bonks the shit out of me with that heavy ass tuba.
Just good. And then
we all stand in the arc, and I'm standing behind him. Vanessa's standing behind me. And he started playing, and I'm right there behind him. And I'm like, I'm glad you cannot see me, because now I am waterworks. I get back to the stand, nothing to it. But then they all the seniors walk forward, and they play the school's alma mater to me. I have no real affinity to the school. I didn't go to school here. But I literally start crying, like, hard at this point. So I just lean, because Vanessa's, a state of me. It's Vanessa sitting in front of me. So I just put my head in her shoulder, just trying to like, you know, cover my face. My son is like, bruh, I saw you crying. He said, I saw you and I forgot all the damn music in my head. It went right out my head. I'm like, oh, damn, son. So both me and my son, wild emotional, as you can tell. But it was dope. And that was his last home game. And oddly enough, this squad, because they changed the rules in Ohio about football, made the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
So he has one last game. It's a playoff game this Friday, way down in the country, to a team that is 9-1, and it's going to put a mud hole in our ass, no doubt about it. But
what's the record of the school?
Oh, our school record 5-5. Yeah. Most wins in forever, and definitely since my son has been at that school. So. It's a big deal. They hadn't made the playoffs in 18 years. They hadn't made the playoffs since my son didn't exist.
So they were like, listen, hey, this is the best you guys have done in a while. You're going to the playoffs.
Pretty much.
500 and record. We got to let you.
Yeah. So we did okay in the division, I think is what it was.
Okay.
So like I said, we're going to go down south in Ohio, south.
Well, I was about to say, because you sent me a TikTok. Is this not in the northeastern part of Ohio?
it actually starts cutting down to the, I guess what would be the top of Central Ohio. Okay. So yeah, we're going to Barberton, Ohio to play the Barberton Magic. Mm. And I'm like, I know what our kicker can do, and our kicker is drive. Right, that boy cannot kick the ball. I think our main kicker must have been injured or something. So we've been using this backup kicker, and bruh, he kicked the ball 1 week, it went up, it came right back down, 4 yards maximum distance.
Oh, I got Ray Fickle kicking for y'all.
Yeah, laces out, my guy. Whoa. So like I said, just based on that, meaning that means we have to run every fourth down pretty much. Mm-hmm. And that's how we're gonna lose that game. This is gonna be give it up field position. It's gonna be tragic. But I heard. Beyond that, man, like I said, it's been a real smooth little month, man. Just
you got the OLED. I want to hear about that.
Oh wow, I think we say that for the game talk, but shit, yeah. I mean, we do that.
Hey, we ain't got no structure here, man.
Yeah,
we
not at all.
We do when we do it.
We kind of had structure, sir.
No, you're trying to give me structure. That's why I'm trying to break that shit right now. Relax.
All right, LED. Let's see if I can make it show up on the camera. I guess if I get real close.
Nope.
Zero. Nope. Anyway, there it is.
Close enough.
Do you find a difference in like the screen size that it gives you? Like,
not just the size, it's that color and the contrast. Mm-hmm. That shit is like black mm-hmm. is night black, and it's like I've never seen games look, especially these Nintendo games that you know, we know what it is. It's a Switch. It's basically a high end Game Boy at this point.
Yeah,
and that shit looks amazing. I've been playing Tetris Effect. I copped Tetris Effect because people kept talking about how good it looks on the Switch, and I beat Tetris Effect on Xbox and PlayStation already at this point.
I still didn't get it on the PSVR.
By that time I had traded the VR in because it wouldn't do nothing for me. I wish I would have kept it because then I would have played Tetris VR. But it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Because everything's all black in the background. The colors pop wild. It's amazing. I've not even played Metroid. Metroid in there, I've not played Metroid yet because I didn't want to play Metroid until I finished Deathloop, which I haven't finished yet. But I got on this bitch and started playing Tetris. Then, of course, the Nintendo Switch Online expansion pack came out last night. So I like, take your $50 extra, you know what I'm saying? I need these N64 games and I need them motherfuckers stat. And so I started messing around with those last night. And I laughed because today was all about the games industry deciding that this shit is whack and that the frame rate and all whatever, because they just want to complain.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know, bro. I've been having a real good time.
So. I mean, people who have it are really like, they're stoked. And I've been seeing from people too, who aren't just like huge, like Nintendo fanboy people, but like people who really like stuff just in general. But I've been starting to develop a little FOMO for the OLED Switch, which is something I was like, I barely use mine anyways. It's mostly like my, like Fortnite device, you know? Okay. And so,
I wonder how Fortnite look on this move.
If you get it playing right, like I have the extra grips on the side, it plays well. Like I enjoy it.
No, I played Fortnite on here. I wonder what it looked like on this OLED.
Probably
I have already downloaded Fortnite, so
yeah, you probably got some good real estate. But so I was like looking at, well, I still got this OG Xbox One in the garage.
Okay,
let me see what I could do. Maybe I can trade it in and kind of like get some credit or something, you know, towards one. But it's like I got no goddamn reason. It's like it's the same as me like being real thirsty for that fucking Halo Xbox. I don't need it. I want it. I do not need it.
I mean, what do we need in the realm of video games?
Right. Everything.
No, we just desire it all. Am I about to pay $150 for this Asteroids? It's not Asteroids. Maybe it is Asteroids. What cabinet is this? Another one of those like 1/6 scale arcade cabinets.
Okay. Delvin's got a few of those, don't you?
Yeah, I have. Are we talking about the life-size ones?
Yeah.
No.
Or the ones that go on the stand, right?
No. Those are those. Those are the...
One-up arcades.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the
mini ones, right?
The little 1/6 scale joints.
I got it.
The ones that are like reissued now, but like were popular way back in the day, like when we were kids.
Yeah, so like I got Dragon's Lair, I got 1943, I got a Change Machine, and Missile Command, which again I can't show you the phone because
and they all work.
Right, yeah, they are full on recreation of the arcade cabinet.
Yeah,
you said they got Dragon's Lair.
Yeah, I got Dragon's Lair. My Dragon's Lair was not working, but I found out what was going on with that is in that I was plugging the charge cable in the wrong port. That was on me.
So yeah. Never had juice.
Yeah. I might even look up that Dragon's Lair one day because I need to get that.
So Missile Command is the next one they've announced. And it's $150. I don't need that, but I'm going to get that.
Yeah. Why not? You know what?
Yeah, I fuck these new wave
every day. Man. Every day. Yeah, I've been curious about it because, like I said, I just something that I look at it and I'm like, damn, I don't want that.
Anthony got one for his kid today. He just found one in the wild.
Yeah.
And he went ahead and bought it for his kid. I'm like, dope, man. It's look, that extra like 1 inch of screen real estate.
Yeah.
These white Joy-Cons is wild fly, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you. So I feel like if you played it once and saw how rich and deep the colors are, you'd be like, okay, I gotta fuck with this.
Well, what had me fucked up, what really pushed me over was I saw a video that did which one had like it did brightest, but also like color contrast. And it was the switch light, the regular switch, and then the OLED. Yeah. And what they found that was like the switch light is the brightest.
Yeah.
But the OLED has the greatest contrast.
Yeah.
But what fucked me up was that sort of letterbox framing that the old switch has, where I was like, oh, that's ugly. It's so fucking ugly. Now that I've seen it without it, I'm like, I don't want that shit.
Once you see it going all the way to the edge, you're like, oh, that's a big difference.
Yeah, that's like when iPhones and like Androids and shit started going to the edge. It was like, oh, I didn't know I needed that real estate, but I did.
I went for the big iPhone this year, and I wonder it's on back order, so it ain't here yet. I wonder how I'm going to react to going back to a big iPhone because I stopped using the big iPhone some years back after I had carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
But I had surgery that's been corrected. So, I mean, I'm like, I'm getting old and blind. So I was like, all right, let's go big this year.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I went for the big one this year. We'll see how my hands and body react to it.
Yeah. No, that's just tight though, man. But yeah, I say fucking, yeah, spend the $150 on that. I'm getting more curious on the OLED, you know, but.
As I said, I had my OG Switch literally since day one. Mm-hmm. Day one release model Switch. And now my youngest has it and just claims it as theirs. And took off my Fortnite Joy-Cons. I was like, damn, you took the Fortnite Joy-Cons off?
Oh, break this down for me. Okay, because this is something I've been curious about too. And I heard you mention it. What do I do if I want, like, let's say I give my son my Switch.
Yeah.
How do we keep playing the same games? And how do I download to the other without like locking him out or anything like that?
It works basically the same way it does on PlayStation. Make the Switch you give to him your primary Switch.
Okay.
Then they can play anything on it. Make your OLED Switch or whatever other model just your secondary Switch.
Okay.
And you can play on it. Nobody else can.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why I end up having one profile on it, whereas the other one can have the two profiles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So because I made the OLED my primary, and I was like, oh, if I do that, you can't play your games or that I paid for. So I was like, well, here, let's just make yours the primary. I'll make mine the secondary, and it works as fine.
That's not bad.
So yeah.
Maybe I might do that. Are you going to get one, Delvin?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get one. Well, I'm going to get one because I'm not going to pay for it. I'm going to make somebody else get it for me for Christmas. Fuck that.
She's up. Make them run it. That's what's up.
Yeah, shit, why not, man?
Man.
You deserve it.
All the shit I'm buying this year for Christmas, that's the least motherfucker can do.
Exactly. Like, you know what? You got to be king for a day once, you know?
Yeah, especially life.
You just paid $300 for wax steak. Somebody owe you.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And that was not the only thing I paid for, like shit. Like,
they hit you with the wax steak and the fucking Kraft dinner.
Yeah. The Kraft mac and cheese. Like, yeah, that's that bullshit.
Yeah. Over on my end, it's kind of like, you know, not a lot. And then all of a sudden, like everything started happening. I'm happy to announce that I'm going back to school. I'm going to be getting a degree. Just like super excited about it. It's called the Beat Junkies Institute of Sound. I'm going to be learning how to be a DJ. That shit's going to be fucking tight. I'm going to be cutting and scratching for real. I'm super hyped.
Which I am fully aware of because I listened to that interview where you said you was going to go learn how to DJ. I was like, I heard this interview. I knew this.
Yes. Yeah, that was a good interview. I'm glad.
It was a good interview with a very lovely lady. Yeah. Lovely in the sense that she's attractive, sure, but just seemed like a real cool lady, man.
I wouldn't know. She didn't want to have me on the podcast.
Hey, I still listen to it.
Goddamn heathen. Fuck your question, Chalfie.
I went don't remember what chat I was in, but I was like, hey, Delvin, thanks for being on the podcast. He said, what are you talking about? I said, oh.
Yeah, I'm turkey.
No, I mean, that was, yeah, you know, shout out to LA Bellatini for being on. Like, that was, I, like I said on there, I just, you know, really want to just highlight people I like, you know, yeah, and people that entertain, sure, bring some joy, stuff like that, that I hope get a bigger audience, even though, you know, we're just out here, but it's still like, it's a new group of people to connect with. Yeah. So that was like a ton of fun. But yeah, it's something I've been kicking around for a long time that I wanted to do. And it was also a matter of just finding the like right window of time. So I'll be starting like right after the new year, and it's like an 8-week class. So I'll go up. It's not that far. It's maybe like about a 45-minute drive. So go do that. And that's going to be a ton of fun. Like I said, I've been wanting to do it for a long time. And then the other big announcement is, fucking locked down my flight, got my ticket. Sean's already got the room. We're going to C2E2 in December. Man, that's going to be a ton of fun. Like just a bunch of shit kind of going on, hanging out. You know, good to just kind of have some adventures again and see some friends. And, you know, I think that's just going to be good. Good to be around people, you know?
And of course, once I found out Chauff is going to be that close to me, I was like, hey man, y'all trying to go to Chicago? And everybody was like, okay, yeah, I'll go to Chicago. So we're going to link up at least one day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And kick it in Chicago and drink some Portillo's chocolate cake shakes and record a show or two. And it's going to be great.
Yeah, man, I'm super hyped. Like, that's also very exciting too. Like, my first C2E2 was like getting to hang out with Sean, you know, and I think I'd met him like once or twice before, but just to, you know, it's like, these are my people, you know. Yeah. I want Delvin to go, but he's trying to be a responsible dad.
Yeah. So my kids want expensive gifts for Christmas.
Yeah.
And if I go, they will not get any of those gifts.
See, for me, it's a drive. My man's a drive. You know what I'm saying? All we got to do is, you know, hold down gas. Already got the room. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's breezy. It's like nothing to it. I'm not going to C2E2, so I ain't got to pay for the convention or anything like that. I'm literally going to go meet Chauffy in person, kick it. It's going to be gravy.
And we're
going,
you know, for sure, overnight for sure,
and then head back.
How long is the drive?
Like 6 hours. And not even with the way Box put it down. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's really not that bad. That's not a bad drive.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You guys can get up early in the morning, shit, get there by noon. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the intention. That's the intention, man. Just to dip across basically got across, you know, most of Ohio, all of Indiana, and then right into Illinois. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's tight. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. Sean's got cool friends too. So it's like, I think it's going to be a really good thing. So my plan is to like, I already talked to my boss. I'm gonna let her know, like, hey, once school dismisses like 2:30, I'm getting in the car on a Thursday. I'm driving straight to like LAX. Flight leaves at 6:00. Land in Chicago like midnight, and then and that's because of time change, you know.
Like, so, midnight whose time?
Yeah, midnight Chicago time. I'll land there like at midnight, and then you know, just like I said, Sean's already got the hotel. We'll split that and just meet up with him, and then I'll come home Sunday, because then it's the reverse where it's like I leave Chicago like 9 a.m. and then I land in LA at like 11 a.m. where I'm like, okay, it's 6-hour flight in time. And then 2-hour flight back,
back to the future.
Yeah. So that should be pretty cool. And then, like, so I said, like a bunch of stuff's really been happening. I was super, super shocked, super surprised. We had, which I didn't even remember that, like, I think it was the Friday before last was like boss's day. So I was talking to my office manager, kind of getting shit done. And then I walked back into my office and my teachers had pitched in and got me a new skateboard.
Yeah, and the deck was like, gorgeous.
Yeah. And it was the skateboard and it was the deck and then a gift certificate to like a skate shop to then pick my trucks and wheels. Nice. And so I was like, I told the lady who got it for me, because her husband owns a skate shop. And I was just like, hey, I go, this odd coincidence. I go, been kind of like wanting to do some like, you know, retail therapy type of thing. And so that like exact same like yellow Caballero skate deck, I had it sitting in a shopping cart. And it was one of those like, all right, if I really want it, I'll get it tomorrow. So I was like, I have this deck in a cart. So it's funny that you guys picked it up. And nice. So it was just like, it was like the perfect coincidence. So then I had like a district meeting that day. So after I got that, went to the meeting. And then I was like, oh, I ain't going back right now. Like the skate shop's just around the corner. So then I went around the corner and the guys that were there, they were like, oh yeah, we just, we, you know, this guy's wife just got it the other day. And I was like, yeah. They're like, these are the wheels we want to put on there. I was like, that's fucking perfect. Let's do it. Gave him the gift certificate. I was ready to roll. So that was really, really exciting. I told my staff, I was like, one of two things. Either you guys really know me, or you want me to get hurt and not come back to work, so you really don't want to see me. Like, I'm going to hope it's the former, not the latter.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, I think it can go both ways for some people. Yeah. And then, you know, my thing is, like, I love going to concerts. I haven't been to a concert in, like, fucking forever, and it's killing. And so, finally, this past Friday, I went to go see Dan Deacon. And if you're not familiar who Dan Deacon is, he's, like an electronic artist. But his shows, like, even look up his Tiny Desk concert, like, that's just a smaller version of his shows. Very interactive, very much like he does shit where he'll be like, okay, we're going to split the audience right in the middle. I need two people to stand in this fucking, like, soul trade line gap. And then the left side has to do what this guy's dancing. The right side has to do what this guy's dancing. So he is like, not only is he working like his own, you know, electronics to do the music, and it's not techno, like it's not like thump thump music, you know, no more ambient sounding, a little more like, but still very lively, you know? And so it was a ton of fun. I got to hang out with a friend of mine that I've known since like high school. We don't get to see each other very much. So it's like, we met up, we ate in downtown LA, had some drinks, went to the show, had a great time, picked up a couple copies of the vinyl, some shirts. It was fucking perfect. It was like a great night. But I did, I was going to text you because I did feel like tea for a minute, no shade on this. I get off the freeway, and where I got off immediately points to like the arches of the LA Coliseum, but it's all fucking lit up in this like fucking Prince's Purple Rain, you know, like it was, and it was just like, it did make me, like, I did get a little misty eyed because it was like, that's where my son and I used to go to this concert festival called FYF. So it was like not only being at the Coliseum and being in that area, but it was like, you know, going to that with my son was a very huge thing. And then like, I've been to the Coliseum for so many different things. And so for me, it was also a sense of like, oh shit, like this is really happening. You know, like I'm really coming back, like fucking, this is nuts. And so it was like, I'm sitting in the car, I'm like, Bully T was here. He would understand. it was one of those like beautiful moments, and going to the show, like I said, just had a great time. Gonna do something ridiculous this Friday. Danny Brown is gonna do like a YouTube Twitch stream event where it's him playing a Doki Doki Literature Club. If you ever catch any of his Twitch streams, they're pretty ridiculous. He just says like wild shit as he plays. It was like fucking $10. I was like, sure, like I'm going to go to, I love Danny Brown. It's going to be great. Like,
why that not? Does sound fun.
Yeah. So it's like, that's going to be tight. Then the next Friday I go see this band I've really been into called Idols. So it's like, I got a lot of stuff going on, and it's like, everything's looking really, really good. And you know, I'm just like, and for me, like going to the concerts is like a good recharge. Like I remember I text Delvin earlier in the week. I was like, you know, finally feeling like I'm getting some light at the end of the tunnel. Like I'm getting some shit done. And then going to the show and kind of like recharging my batteries a little, I was like, yeah, this is what's up. Oh, and then we went to a fucking Halloween party too. That's right. Yeah. Wife and I went to a Halloween party. She went as Jessica Rabbit. I went as Roger Rabbit. We won a trophy, best costume. So it was fun. We had a great time. So we're out here doing things, you know, just having a lot of fun. So it's been nice. It's been nice to kind of get a sense of like, okay, we're getting back to the world. We're getting back to like some reality stuff. So it's been good. You know,
Cali's holding it down, man. They have a good vaccination, a great vaccination rate, a good level of infections. And I wish everybody else would follow suit.
Yeah.
Because we'd all like to get back to concerts and kicking it and so forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Florida. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this, because I have a foot in both worlds. Like, I work in Orange County, which is the Florida of Southern California. Yeah. And let me tell you, like, nobody wears a mask. Everything's political. People just do the wildest, dumbest shit. And then the contrast is going to this show, like in like downtown LA. And it was like to go to this place called Kohl's, which is like, they have a rivalry with, I've heard it so many different ways. Philippe's on like who's the originator of the French dip.
Yeah. Philippe's. Everybody always says Philippe's. Yeah.
Yeah. So they so their rival is Kohl's. Kohl's claims to be the originator. And so to go into the, and I say that because it's not like we're going into some fucking club, right? Like we're just going into, which kind of looked like Cheers in a sense, like the ambiance. Yeah. We go in, or like before we get in, they got a doorman. And the doorman is like, I need ID. I need proof of vaccination. I need your mask on. If you don't have proof of vaccination, then I need your negative test results.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And so for me, it like threw me back a little though, because I was like, I spend most of my days in this other county where they're like, if you wear a mask, we're clowning you. You know, like it's the opposite. So I was just like, this is great. Like you're being consistent. Like even going into the show, they were just like mask, vaccination record, you know, negative test. If you don't got these, you gotta go. And so it was just like, fuck, I'm with this. Like, this is tight. So it was like the stuff like that is like, just be consistent, you know, like let's not make this a political thing. Like, and people politicizing it too are fucking dumb, where it's like, we don't want our kids vaccinated. It's like, to go to school in California, you have to have your measles, mumps, rubella, polio. Like you got, the fuck is wrong with you?
Like so your kids are already, your kids are already vaccinated.
Yeah.
You just follow up with a bullshit. My school district has a mask mandate. Masks are required in school until they, and that's just what it is. So our last two school board meetings, we've had knuckleheads show up protesting. But not knuckleheads who live around here who have a child in our school system.
Oh, no, that's anywhere,
but from anywhere but here to come and bitch and say, you should be forcing children to wear masks. Like, bro, you don't even live here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck up out of here with that bullshit. I might literally have to go. I might force myself to attend the next school board meeting just to play bully.
Yeah.
And be like, where do you live?
The last board meeting we had, there was 300 protesters in attendance. And identified of the protesters were only like, I think they figured it was like 7 were actually from our local community. And then the contrast was, so I'm going to say like, people need to start fighting some shit too. Like, because it was one family, mom and dad and two kids, and they were on the opposite end saying, I wear a mask every day and I'm fine. Like, so, but they were up there. They were like, nah, we're going to fight you guys. And I think we need to have that contrast. And at the flip side too, it's these little sort of, I guess I can compare it to like the Westboro Baptist mentality. We're going to get in our truck and we are going to go to all the things, making it seem like there's hundreds of thousands of people upset, when the reality is it's like 40 dudes and they just get in the van. Like
it's that vocal minority and who wants to seem so much bigger and louder than they are. And I'm just like I said, I probably need to just go to this meeting and just be a presence. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And just straight up be like, hey, where are you from?
Yeah.
And when they say they from anywhere but where I live, it's like, then, bro, what's your complaint? Because I live in this town and I'm okay wearing a mask and I'm okay with my children wearing a mask and they are vaccinated. I got my booster today and my flu shot. Both my arms is hurting right now. But I got it done because, you know what I'm saying? It's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, yeah, it drives me insane, man.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. And then I think just to get this, keep this controversial topic alive still, I want to talk to you guys because, like, one, I think you guys are both like very intelligent people, rational thinking. And I'm just really curious what you guys thought of this latest, like, Dave Chappelle Netflix stand-up special. I want to hear you guys first. Whoever wants to go first. I mean, like, I think we all took notes on like what we thought, because I think there's a lot to say on this. But
that's because Delvin was like, take notes so you won't be so angry and flipping out.
I
wrote notes to kind of keep my cool.
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all want me to go first. Or y'all go first, because I'm going to be a minute. I have a lot to say about it.
Yeah.
It's I sat there and thought about it. So like I said, if you want to go first, y'all go first. If y'all want me to go first, I'll go first.
Well, I'll start off and jump in when you need to. It's all too good. I think I need to make it clear, man. I really love Dave Chappelle.
Oh yeah, let's start with that. I know we all love Dave Chappelle.
Like Dave Chappelle's my favorite comedian.
Right. Point blank. If anything, like Chappelle, I know Delvin loves to use this. Dave Chappelle is the what, Delvin?
The motherfucking GOAT. And this time I actually mean it.
Yeah.
With Dave Chappelle, he's actually the GOAT. Yeah.
Yes. Like you're hard pressed to find anyone living better than him.
Correct. And it's gotta be real. And it's because he's so smart and his comedy is usually so, you know, specific and intelligent. Mm-hmm. And it is perplexing. to see him go on this particular special, just this one. We're going to point at the closer.
Yeah.
First of all, it's all over the place. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have a cohesiveness to it. And I was like, why are we bouncing from here to way over here and then coming back over here?
Yeah.
And I don't understand that at all. And so I was like, that's weird, because that's not Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle usually keeps a real good kind of line going.
I'll give you a good example. I don't remember what stand-up special it was, because I did say this to my wife too. I said, he always has a very long thread that if you paid attention to the first joke, it comes alive in the last one.
Yes.
Remember the stand-up special where then it's the fucking baby comes out of the ass?
It's back in the club, nigga!
Yes. Yes.
You had to listen to the first joke to know that that was like...
<It's a> baby song.
And yeah. This didn't have that, but that was like, that's Dave's shit, is to like, everything links up at some point. So it was, I agree, was disjointed, but continue.
And meandering, and just kind of all over the place. And I was like, what is going on here? So I, like I said, because Delvin was just so, I recommended it, thank you for that, Delvin, because it's like, it did help
no me problem.
Keep my thoughts a little more collected. So I'm just going to go down my page and, you know what I'm saying, like I said, jump in whatever you need to. His COVID jokes were so on point. And had he stuck with them COVID jokes, like if this could have been his COVID special, fantastic. He was so funny. He's so on point. And it just made, and I was just like, that's a good time. That random molestation joke.
That was a hard, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard a few people say it where you kind of go like, wait, was he molested? Like that was a little too revealing. Like what is happening here?
It literally arrived from nowhere. It didn't go anywhere. And was never discussed again. Uh-huh. It was the most random of like, I was like, what was that for?
There's a lot of things in this special like that. A lot.
Yeah. That was meant to be shocking.
The Magic Johnson of coronavirus made me laugh so hard.
That was a good one. That was a very good one.
It's a dope bar. Space Jews, I get it. Just not a funny bit.
Yeah.
No.
Just simply not.
Like with everything you're going through, like this is how I referred to this special. We got, because it's a six special deal, right? So
yeah.
So I wrote down, we got five specials and a B-sides. And this was a B-sides. Because, you know, B-sides, very disjointed. It's not a concept piece. It's just like, and sometimes you're like, oh, shit, this fucking B-sides album, it's got some bangers. Like, it's fucking good. And then you got, like, ones where you're just like, I mean... Yeah, I guess I could see if you worked it out a little bit better, maybe a little more production, you might have had something here.
Or anybody but Dave Chappelle, maybe.
Yeah.
But again, the GOAT, one of the most brilliant men to have ever, you know, done this. Nah, bro, I have expectations, and they were not met.
Yeah.
We were like maybe only 10 minutes in, and he was like, the LGBTQ community. And I'm like, oh, so we just, that's where we are.
We're in.
and so he's talking about the baby. And I don't know if people know what the baby said. I feel like people, the baby said something wild. Do you know what the baby said exactly?
Didn't he say?
Oh, don't worry. I got it right here. So don't guess. Don't guess or nothing. I got it right
here. It was the AIDS comment.
Yeah.
And getting head in the parking lot down low or something like that.
So what he said at Rolling Loud down in Miami, so around Devil's Way.
Yes.
If you didn't show up today with HIV AIDS or any of them deadly sexually transmitted disease that'll make you die in 2 to 3 weeks, then put a cell phone light in the air. Ladies, if your pussy smell like water, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas, if you ain't sucking dick in the parking lot, put a cell phone light in the air. And I'm like, what the hell, man? And then he went on to claim that his gay fans don't have HIV and AIDS because they not nasty gay niggas or junkies.
Hmm. Yeah.
So he knows them all one by one. And correct. I don't think, and at the same time too, I don't think one leads to the other. Like
very much so. Yeah. Let me touch on this whole Dave Chappelle defending the baby situation.
Yeah.
I thought, honestly, that was terrible. Not because it wasn't funny, because it wasn't funny. Yeah. It just kind of felt like he just threw that out there, and it didn't feel like a cohesive thought. Mm-hmm. And that's one of my biggest problems with it. Like, even the correlation with, like, oh, the baby killed somebody, but y'all cancel him for his homophobic comments. I'm like, no, that's not what happened. The baby killing someone was that's apples and oranges for one thing,
correct.
And the correlation between either one of those things makes no sense. He took a situation that baby situation like because how do I phrase this properly? He tried to make the situation something it wasn't. He tried to make it like trans white America was trying to cancel the baby.
Yes.
And that wasn't the case at all. Yeah. It was his fans in black America being like, yo, you're going like the same thing that happened with Lil Boozy, holding him accountable for the things that he's done. Exactly. And you can't go out there. And this is the thing about Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle is brilliant. And all his comedy is always brilliant. And it's always thought-provoking. And it makes you think, even when he's talking about you, even when he's saying things that some may feel is insulting to them, it always comes around full circle to make them understand it. And if they don't like it, they understand it and they appreciate the conversation. With this baby thing, and even this whole special in general, he didn't do that. It felt more like he was trying to take pot shots and trying to reach for things that honestly wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah. He spent a lot of time talking about, like, you know, they say I punch down, they say I punch down. And it's like, unfortunately, in this case, you are. Like, it's this, the jokes weren't there. It really was like this, like in my notes, I put like, but this was ego on display.
Very much so.
And his ego had been hurt in a way that you can tell he doesn't like it. And it's, so it's like, I need to lash back, because this was very, there's a difference between talking shit and attacking.
Yes.
And this was attacking. Like, he was going at people. Whereas like when you're cracking jokes and just talking some shit, it's a different feel. This came from a place of like hurt and anger, as opposed to like, yeah, I might be saying some wild ass things, but follow me because I'm gonna get to the end in a bit and you guys are gonna fucking laugh. This wasn't that. It was
at all.
It was to be mad. And even with the DaBaby thing, and then going into like you know, about like the white gays and then the transgender, and then talking about like a transgender friend, I was really bothered by that.
Oh yeah.
And I could be speaking out of turn, but I really felt like he was doing when a white person says, but I got a black friend.
Oh, I'm finna get into that in a minute. I'm waiting for you guys to finish, because I'm finna go the fuck off about this whole thing.
You feel that way because that's exactly what it is.
Yes.
You're not wrong. As I continue down this page, the baby hasn't been canceled.
No.
The baby lost a couple of shows in the direct aftermath of this stuff. And after a while, the baby was finally like, okay, I gotta get my shit together, and ended up speaking to some gay black people, and who tried to explain to him why what he said was so jacked up. And hopefully the baby will grow as a person from this. That's why, and like I said, Dave seems to think gay people are only white. And even though he mentions black gay people, he talks about them in a way that they're like mythical. Mm-hmm. I like them Stonewall gays. You know what I'm saying? That's what I fuck with. Blah, blah, blah. That's what he says. You know what I'm saying? He mythologizes the gay black people, but he doesn't think that they seem to exist otherwise. Claims that the LGBT community, he's shocked by the amount of progress the LGBTQ community is making. And I'm just like, bruh, it's like multiple states right now putting trans bills on the books regarding all kinds of things, bathroom laws, sports laws, so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. They made some progress in that they could get married.
Yeah.
Kind of where their progress kind of ran up against the wall. Well, Obama like made it so they could get married.
Yeah. Over on I think Mike on What Up Doe said, two things can exist at the same time and they don't and have don't to think, cancel each other out.
I there don't can, think Dave
there can
be that.
The oppression towards black people and all the things that are still occurring. And there could also be something occurring negatively towards limiting the rights towards your LGBTQ, your freedom.
Correct. Like,
those things both can happen. It's not a competition. It's not, damn, you got this, so I can't have that. No. Yeah. It's you're not at the grocery store and you're like, fuck, you got the last box of waffles. I need to give that to my kids. That's not this.
It's not an oppression off.
No.
Yes. We are all, not. it's enough oppression on all of us that we will all probably should be trying to come together on some things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Saying it, making that joke, that bit where he said he beat a lesbian up. I'm like, my guy, what made you think that was
funny,
interesting, something you should be telling people? Because it makes you seem like a real shitty human being. In a special that already is making you look pretty shitty.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I put into that, like, because he comes off very bro-ish in this. And I put in my notes that, like, he comes off very modern Republican. Like,
yeah.
When he says stuff like, can't cancel me, but now he's going to tell you all about getting canceled. When it's like, I don't know how you like, and I think I put it back in that tweet back to you guys. Ooh, that canceled money feels real good, huh? Because it's like, what do you, you're still in the news. You just did 6 specials. You're fucking on tour. Like, when did you get canceled? You still are doing, like, you're still out here. Maybe you don't understand what canceled is. Just because people are talking about you does not mean you are canceled. Canceled, like, in a sense, not a real thing.
No.
Like, you're still making money. You're still out here. I wish I got canceled like Dave Chappelle. Man, I fucking quit my job right now. Everybody would get a, my resignation is not in 2 weeks. It is at a 7:45 p.m.
So then it's like that dictionary definition of feminism.
Mm-hmm.
It's some shit straight out of high school.
Yeah,
you do that. You do that in your debate class.
Mm-hmm.
Webster's dictionary defines a sandwich as. You don't do that in the middle of a million-dollar Netflix special
mm-hmm.
and pretend you made some salient point because you didn't.
Yeah. No, it was cheap. It was cheap. It was I mean, you know, like you said, Webster's dictionary states. It's like, oh, you're in speech and debate 101 right now. Is that what you're doing?
Correct.
Exactly. Okay, you're in the speech club. Got it. Like, come on, man.
J.K. Rowling isn't canceled. J.K. Rowling isn't canceled. J.K. Rowling is a billionaire. What I believe the wealthiest woman in all of the UK. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
She has movies and video games and shit still coming out.
Right.
She's not canceled.
You can still go on Amazon and buy the books. Right. I feel like Harry Potter movies play 24/7 on some fucking channel.
She's still releasing books, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so they're selling.
Yeah. So how is she canceled? She's not.
She's not. And that shit was trash. The last 16 minutes, in a big overarching way, was a eulogy for his friend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it was an angry eulogy because, of course, he's mad because his friend has killed herself.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is, too. He is so upset that his friend took her life that he don't know where to direct that anger to. You know what I'm saying?
I think some of that anger falls on himself, too, because he didn't do nothing to help it. Like, his friend was defending him, and this is the thing about this. You don't know how much friends they were.
Yeah.
So you don't want to comment on it, but at some point in time, you gotta if with your friend and you see your friend getting hammered on social media because of you, you have to like, hey, get off social media. Don't worry about me. Pull them to the side, like, hey.
Yep.
And it's you're Dave Chappelle. You're a multimillionaire. You can do this. You can pull this person to the side. Hey, you don't have to defend me. You don't need to defend me at all. I'll be okay.
Yeah. But it's like on your same point to add in how Dave Chappelle moves in the world is not how the majority of people move, right? Yes. And so it's like he can sort of isolate himself and like insulate his environment so like the sound doesn't come in, you know? People can make the moves for him so that he can kind of just lay back in Ohio, right? Is that where he is? Ohio?
Yeah, Yellow Springs, Ohio.
Yeah. I'm sure that's probably not the northeastern part either.
No, it's southwest, the complete utter opposite direction.
But so it's like he can do that. But then it's like if you're not his level of celebrity or status or even financial well-being, you still got to go to work. You know, he said like she was not a very good comic. She was kind of learning her craft. He was getting her there. He was helping. So that means when you hear from any comic, they're like, that time in my life sucked. It was hard. And they talk about it being their most depressing time. Like, Dave, you forgot some shit. You really forgot some shit here. You forgot where you came from. Trans or not, this is where you lend a hand and you'll be like, listen, being a comic's really hard. Why don't you come kick in my house for like a week? Let's write some jokes. Let's figure some things out. Let's give you some dates. Let's see what we can do here. But again, this is, I got a black friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Like
exactly.
Just because you got a friend doesn't mean you walk in their shoes.
Exactly.
That it isn't that. And he's trying to walk in her shoes saying, well, she would have thought that was funny. Maybe.
Probably bloody likely, actually. You know what I'm saying? Probably so.
He's a funny guy.
But also, nah, bro.
Maybe not. But I will also add this to that issue with him saying that. I looked up her name. Her name is Daphne.
Yeah,
Daphne Dorman.
Yeah.
She was a small town comedian getting to hang out with her hero.
Yeah.
She's not going to tell him, hey, that's offensive.
Yeah.
So even if she was offended by it, She's not going to say it because that's her hero and that's her chance and that's her shot. So, of course, if Dave Chappelle's taking shots at her, she's not going to sit there and be like, you know what? I didn't like that.
Yeah.
That wasn't cool because she's getting an opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah. It's a power dynamic there.
Yeah.
It's like when people always talk about like, oh, well, I mean, Louis C.K. asked, could he pull his dick out? Bro, it's a power dynamic there. It's like basically the boss of comedy saying, can I pull my dick out? And all you can say is, sure. Because you have no power in that situation.
Which I'm going to do that at C2E2, so watch out.
He's talking about Twitter isn't a real place. But sure as shit, what he dropped yesterday from when we record this is a little 5-minute special where basically he's talking about the internet and how the internet is talking greasy.
He quadrupled down.
Yeah.
Also, after having just stated on that special at the end of the closer, I will not be discussing the LGBT community going forward. Blah blah blah. What'd he do? A whole goddamn, you know, a quick five.
Yeah.
About that and about them.
And that's what I put in my notes too. He kind of to condense it down. It's like social media isn't a real place, but I'm gonna tell you what's happened on social media and why I don't like it.
So it must be kind of fucking real to you, bruv.
Yeah. Because you clearly know what's happened. Like I think on the read they go, you know, he's got burner accounts or he's got someone letting him know because he's too tapped into what's being said.
Yeah,
that like, oh, you're on here. You know, you got some fake accounts happening or something. But like, don't say it isn't real because you are reacting.
And last of all, at least just in regards to the special, we can go further about the IG shit that he dropped. That he closed that set out with "I Will Survive." "I Will Survive" is a known anthem in the gay community.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I feel like that was just a shot and a necessary shot, you know what I'm saying, at them as he went out. And I'm like, bruh, come on, man. It was unnecessary. And also just like, this is why people think you on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah. No, I agree. Because when that played, I was like, ooh, you're a bully. Like,
thank you. That's exactly what that is. That's bully behavior.
Yeah, because you are being intentional on what you are doing. Like, this wasn't an accidental comment. You went after a group with a purpose, with a reason. Like, this is to oppress someone. This is to push a group down. And then I want to make this other comment too. Like, because again, this, like, you know, shout out to Mike for bringing up these two points. But in his closing statement, what does he say? Why was it harder for Cassius Clay to change his name? Why is it harder for Cassius Clay to change his name than for Caitlyn Jenner to change her gender? Yeah. And they were like, Mike said something to the effect of like, those are like fucking 50, 60 years apart. And if Caitlyn Jenner was trying to do this then, it might be harder.
Right.
It'd be way harder.
For Cassius Clay to change his name. And if we went the other way, if Cassius Clay changed his name, yeah, you drop your fucking $25 and change your name. Like, what? These are two different eras. What are you doing?
It's like he's too smart to be that dumb.
Yes.
That's what it is.
It really, really was.
It's like you're disappointing your best student all of a sudden just really regressing in a way that you're like, this has never been you. And all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, because it's not all of a sudden, this has been going for years now, but we have arrived at this point where I'm just like, I am very disappointed in you, bruv.
Yeah.
And you changed. Man, Delva, go ahead and put yours down, man.
I got to go off on this because I am upset about it. The more and more I think about it, I get upset about it because of the rhetoric that the bullshit that he put out there and tried to feed to us like it was like he was fighting for us. When I say us, I mean minorities, like black people, like our people that who strive through the struggle, who go through things. The rhetoric, that's what he kind of based this off of. And that's what bothers me about this special so much. The fact that he basically used the same tactics that white folks use against us all the time to put down trans people and gay and lesbian people. And that's what's so fucked up about this special. The same things that how they look at our struggles and sit there and say, oh, it's not that bad. Look at what we went through. How you black people feel like you're always oppressed when we go through this. Why you guys always, he did the exact same thing to trans people. The little line he threw in there about how he was saying like, oh, you guys have a struggle? Well, look what black people go through their whole life. Hey, bro, you want to tell them? Those are two different struggles. We're all going through a struggle in the same time, whether you're black, white, Asian, trans, gay, straight. I will never minimize another person's struggle because I don't want it done to me. especially another minority struggle. And what he did there was bullshit. Straight up down bullshit. That's what he did. He sat there and one, he was incoherent. Every other thing he was saying, he would say a joke that was funny, then he'd come out with a homophobic clapback. And the joke, 9 times out of 10, didn't even have to do anything with gay or trans people. He would just say some shit out of his mouth about him. I'm like, why are you saying this? This doesn't make any sense. It's not cohesive. It's not funny. That's another thing about it. Like, I don't mind controversial jokes as long as they're funny and they have a point to them. He wasn't being funny, or he didn't have a point to it. He was just taking shots. And that was one of my biggest problems with this thing. Even the whole thing where he made the comment about the trans woman in the bathroom using the urinal. Mm-hmm. First of all, that made no fucking sense whatsoever. I don't think, and I speak to trans women all the time. I do a show at one. Mm-hmm. I don't think trans women are going in the bathroom stalls and trying to pee straight up. That's not a thing that I've ever seen in my life. They don't work so hard to be seen as women for you to make comments like that. That don't even make fucking sense. Yeah. To degrade them to our understandings of it. Because we don't understand it because we're not a trans person. So if you're going to make a joke like that, one, it has to be funny. That wasn't funny. That was just you just taking a shot at a trans person. And two, you have to have some type of social commentary behind it, which he unfortunately didn't. It was just him taking lots of pot shots. It was him comparing the black struggle, which a lot of people do, against the gay, the bi, and the trans struggle. And I thought it was childish and it was stupid. It made no sense. It wasn't poignant. It wasn't thought-provoking. Dave Chappelle is one of my favorite comedians. And one of my things that I always liked about Dave Chappelle is the fact that he one of the few comedians that could take black culture and dumb it down to the white masses for them to understand it and relate to it and laugh at it and enjoy it. And on the other side of that, he can take white culture and dumb it down to us and make it more listenable and tolerable for us. He's almost that bridge to both cultures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think like what you're saying is something I have in my notes too. Like what this lacked that all of his other specials have had is his humbleness.
Yes.
Because he grew up in the small town, like, and he had this sort of different type of upbringing just in general, you know, like, I mean, what he's been hitting the stations, he was like 13 or some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah. But like what Delvin said right now, he understands the chemistry of how to mix white and black so that both understand in a way. And he didn't do the, not that he is one of those comics that's continuously self-deprecating, but he'll sell you a thing where, like, one thing I say quite often is I say, it's like the Dave Chappelle bit. I didn't know I couldn't do that. When the white guy gets pulled over and is like fucking doing donuts and drinks, he's yes. like, you gotta fucking get shot. Because it's like, the way he sells it, he's like, my own ignorance, I didn't know that you could do these other things. Like, yeah. You can articulate his joke in a very academic fashion that would be like, oh, you're actually making a social commentary based on your experience. Whereas in this, he's just being mean. Yeah. Like he's not speaking from a true experience. Each one of the scenarios he tosses out where I was like, really? A mom came up to you and then said, my daughter is trans. And then you met her in a fucking random bar in your small town and you fucking raised arms together like you were fucking Rocky. That scenario happened? I'm gonna need some pictures, man. Like, I need something. Like, that didn't occur. Like, that is 100% fiction. Like, come on, stop it.
Let me add something else to this whole thing that even bothers me even more. Around this time last year, Dave Chappelle came out on the social media that's not real and was saying, hey, my show, I don't get the rights to. So don't watch on HBO, don't watch on Netflix, the Chappelle show. Don't support it until they give me my rights.
Oh, he wanted to cancel it.
He wanted to cancel it. He used the power of the people that support him. Because Dave Chappelle, for the longest time, even when the Chappelle show was going on, even when it got canceled, he was a comedian for the people. People loved Dave Chappelle. And when he did that rally cry, everybody supported him, including Netflix. Supported him like, you know what? Don't stream the show. Don't support the show until he gets what he wants.
And then they like got him his fucking rights.
Yep. They got him his rights. They got him everything he asked for and wanted. And his response to that was, well, cancel culture is getting out of control. Well, these gay and trans people are fucking up society in terms of they're getting everybody canceled. He made it seem like If you only watch his special and didn't pay any attention to the outside world at all, he made it seem like gay and trans people controlled the world and was getting everybody, every successful black person canceled and or fired.
Yeah.
Which is not even close to being true.
And that's why I said earlier too, he came off a very like modern Republican. Like,
yes,
let's blame the Jews. Let's blame the trans. Like when you make villains out of other people when they're not villains, you know what I mean? Like, and that's what he did. And it's just like, what? Like I said, it was just mean. It was like, were there moments, like when I went into it, I was like, okay, I knew there was going to be drama. I knew there was going to be a thing. I really want to give Dave Chappelle the benefit of the doubt. He is like one of the most amazing comics. I would love to see him live, you know, like that type of thing. But then after I saw this, I was like, damn, like you need to do some soul searching. Like, you know, I think Dave Chappelle needs the same sort of social understanding support that Kanye gets.
Yes.
You guys know how I feel about Kanye, but Kanye gets the, you know, we need to get him some help.
Yes.
We need to get him to talk about this. We need to get him some understanding. I need Dave to go through that too. We know he went through a mental breakdown way back. So we know that he will struggle with, you know, his status, his celebrity, his acts, all those things. I think he needs that too, because he is off fucking base. Like he went into a route that was like, oh, this is this. Someone in the camp should have been like,
this ain't it, Chief.
I wouldn't do this one, man. I would, like, you're not pushing the envelope on this one. You are shitting on people. And that's not the move. But again, like I said, if anything, they should have just straight up named this three letters, E-G-O, because that's all this was fucking E. He needed to throw his dick on the table and be like, look at me. Because like, even that fucking weird flex, I'm the guy who walked away from $50 million. And I was like, I didn't need that.
I didn't ask you to do that.
Yeah.
None of us requested that of you. You did it on your own. And then like that, add that to him talking about, I gave this woman's child of a trust fund.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
What the fuck they got to do? Keep that shit to yourself. If anything, that should have been on the quiet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was saying, it was just gross. Where it was like, you know what? That's nice that you did that. I didn't ask for that, nor did I need to know. And that's also some social media shit too, because you want people to talk about it.
That is straight up flexing on the gram. It just is.
100%.
Except his gram is Netflix and everybody else got the gram. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Literally a gram. like I don't fucking know. I mean, like let's see, like what did I not touch on in my notes here? Let me see. I think I hit it. You think we talked about everything like on my end. It just was like, I was just bothered by like just how much he had to keep saying the same. It felt like a political round. Just cancel, LGBTQ, trans people are mad. It was funny too, because he kept getting hung up on like, they didn't read the article. And it is something though that I will say, not in this context, but I do agree. People do get hung up on like, the headlines and don't ever actually read the article or understand the situation. So when he was like, all these people coming up to me saying, you're doing this, that there might be some validity to that. But at the same time, like you're bigger than that and you're allowing it to affect you. And you're the one telling us that it doesn't bother you. Just, you know what? Be honest with yourself and be honest with us. It bothers you.
Yeah, it does. You can tell it bothers me. Add to that fact, the fact that he mentioned it. Well, I'm gonna put it in a better perspective. This happens to every celebrity. You don't think Jason Momoa doesn't walk down the street and somebody mentions anything that he went on in his life? Mm-hmm. That's kind of the trials and tribulations of a celebrity. He's not special because he's Dave Chappelle. You know, every celebrity goes through some shit like this, whether from something they said, something they did, or just because motherfuckers just don't like them. You know, and Dave Chappelle, as a comedian, they always say comedians are supposed to have thicker skin than us. Yeah. They really don't.
No.
A lot of comedians don't have thick skin. They're very thinly skinned. They don't take well to criticism and things like that.
I think because they're raw people, they're sensitive people, and that's where you hear like, you know, it's turning pain into laughter type of thing.
Yes, they're very like they say it's like broken people almost.
Yeah.
They try to find a way to laugh and they try to find that release for that. And I think this is just the case for Dave Chappelle. He does it. It's one thing for him to be the comedian and tell the jokes, even among his peers. It's another thing for people to comment and hit him back with it.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening now. And he's responding like a child would respond mm-hmm. when they get attacked by that.
And he just wants to say, but I'm Dave from Ohio.
And you're not.
You're not.
You are not.
No, no.
So then, like, just, you know, leaping forward to, like, yesterday's little thing that he dropped on Instagram. He goes around saying, I had a cool documentary that I made. And it was going to be great. And everybody and mama wanted my documentary. And now they don't. You're not canceled because you just said you said Netflix will probably put it on. But also, you just said, I'll put it on myself because I got enough money to do it myself.
Exactly.
You're not canceled.
No.
You showed the world what you were. And we all just said, no, thank you. That doesn't make you canceled. We just declined your invitation.
And you can't, you know what? And every goat has a bad season.
For sure.
Yeah. You know, it is what it is. I mean, fucking Jordan went and played for what? The Wizards?
Yes.
That wasn't a good season. He played some baseball too.
Played some minor league baseball. Wasn't that great?
You know what? But can we all agree? Probably one of the greatest basketball players ever. Yes.
Right. Yes.
You can't. And so it's just like, it's not always going to be perfect. They're not always going to shine. You know what? Take this L, learn something from it, you know? And at that too, like, if you want to fight the internet, they'll fucking fight. But on the flip side, 2 weeks. If you lay low for 2 fucking weeks, there's like 40 events that will have occurred and nobody will pay attention. Mm-hmm. But if you keep coming back and fighting, it's going to bite you. Also, it doesn't really take that much to get forgiveness.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, guys, I'm sorry. Like, when I really think back, I must have been in a dark headspace at that time. I think I was just really hurt about losing my friend. I'm sorry for anyone I offended. I was off base. Those words I just said right now, if he would have said that from an amateur like me, they would have been like, you know what? Hey, man, no harm, no foul.
We all
have bad days. We're going to keep it moving. Looking forward to the next special. Let's see what you do.
Instead, he said, I will not be demanded to appear before the LGBTQIA community. And if you want to see me, you got to meet my demands. Literally made a list of demands like he a terrorist.
Yeah.
Like I said, that little IG special yesterday is awful. Comes down to it, it's just awful.
Yeah.
And it was just like, bruh, you was already fucking up. And you want to add that little bit to it? No, sir.
You know what's crazy about this? And this is something I hate about cancel culture in general. People are always telling us about who should not be canceled. My whole thing is like this. If we don't want to fuck with you, why are you trying to force us to fuck with you?
Yeah.
Why do we not have a choice in choosing who we want to fuck with or not?
Yeah.
I hate that it's become like, hey, we find out you're a piece of shit. We have the right to say, you know what? Because of you're a piece of shit, we don't want to give you any of our business. But apparently because of today and society today, you're not allowed to do that. Now all of a sudden you have to like somebody, you have to support them, even if you think they're a piece of shit. And that I don't abide by their rules. If somebody's a piece of shit, they're a piece of shit. I don't have to support them or give them my money. Why would I ever want to do that?
Well, and because this kind of goes into like another conversation too that my wife and I were having recently. We were actually talking with our daughter about it, and it's like separating the artist from the art, you know, and like where do you sort of draw the line? I honestly, like, I'll tell you this right now. If fucking Half Baked comes on the TV, I'm watching that bitch. That shit is funny. Like, till the day I die. That movie is hilarious. It's just like, I don't get high. I don't smoke weed. It's not my thing. But I've been around enough stoners. I've seen enough in my life. So I get the references. That movie is fucking hilarious.
Yes. His
older, like, stand-ups, and a lot of them, they're brilliant and they're timeless. Like the fact that he said he didn't want OJ. He wanted the purple stuff. He wanted the green. Like, I was like, yes, I know that. Like, those jokes are like, they're fucking funny. This one, I don't want it in my life anymore, but it also does make me like, it put me in a weird state as a person who thinks he's amazing. Like, fuck, do I support you anymore? Because the classic shit is classic shit. And I really want to fuck with that. But it's like, where do we go forward? Yeah. You know, because now with this knowledge, am I going to feel awkward laughing at the other stuff? Or do I have to say to myself too, look at, you know what? You get old, your perspectives change, things are a little bit different. You know, you're in a different tax bracket. Maybe that's what's going on here.
But that's why Ignition Remix no more.
Right. I was just about to say, R. Kelly.
But that's the beautiful thing about having a free mind and free spirit. You can choose who you want to support and who you don't want to support. If you want to, if you look at the values of Dave Chappelle today and say, I no longer feel I need to support him, that should be fine. If you feel like, you know what, I still can support Dave Chappelle, I just can't rock with that statement, that is also fine. There's, technically speaking, no wrong answer in this.
Yeah.
Now, your mind and what you like is what you like. Nothing wrong with liking or disliking things. Now, there are certain elements of things, like, for example, I can't listen to R. Kelly no more because simply because, I wasn't a big fan of R. Kelly in the first place. I thought he was okay. Mm-hmm. He had some jams, but my whole thing is this. Once you listen to his stuff now with what we know, it's like
the context changes.
The context completely changes. Everything, and I kind of feel the same way about Bill Cosby. Bill, when you look at Bill Cosby, the Cosby Show now, with what we know as opposed to before, context of it changes for me. So I can't fuck with either one of those characters because I feel like with Bill Cosby, in terms of Bill Cosby, Bill Cosby was portraying something on TV that he wasn't even close to.
Yeah. But like, that's a good example because like, I have really, really, really been wanting to watch Fat Albert, not the Kenan, the cartoon.
Yes.
And in particular for the fucking Brown Hornet, like was my favorite. And I'm just like, I don't even want to Google to see where I can stream it, you know, because he has had so much, like there's a difference between like Dave Chappelle is wilding in this fucking episode over here.
Yeah.
Whereas, oh, you lived your life as a full ass rapist
while telling black men to pull their pants up and stop being thugs in streets. You're actually committing actual fucking crimes.
Actual whole ass crimes. And then being like, no, like not even I fucked up. No, like, come on.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it, but it creates a challenge. But something you brought up too, that's like, we get older, our tastes change. We evolve through life. We have different preferences. There are musicians that I loved as like a kid or as a teen that as an adult today, I don't even think about them. And not because I'm like, fuck that band or fuck that artist. I'm just like, I don't know, just kind of, I guess I kind of grew past that, you know, like it's just not my thing anymore. But it's Delvin's point. I can make that choice. I just don't feel like listening anymore. It's okay. I don't have to defend it. I don't have to, you know, give you like five top 10 reasons why I don't enjoy No Doubt anymore. Or just, I just don't.
Yeah.
They had great shows and I used to have a lot of fun and I got a really good story about them too. But when I hear No Doubt on the radio, I don't listen.
Yeah. And that's fine.
It's totally okay. So I think we do need to be allowed to make those choices. But on the flip side, if you're doing some bullshit, we should be able to say, that's some fucking bullshit.
Yeah. And on the flip side, if you're a piece of shit and you get caught being a piece of shit, you don't have the right to be like, well, you can't stop supporting me. Now you're trying to get rid of me because you're a piece of shit. Yeah, that's how it works. Like when people find out, hey, my neighbor's a serial killer, we're not going to just invite him back to the barbecue. No, fuck you. You're a murderer. Like, why would I want to hang out with you?
Yeah.
That's how life works. That's reality. That's real fucking life. Yeah. When we find out you're a piece of shit, 9 out of 10, most people just stop fucking with you. That's how life works.
Because if you're like the whack uncle or cousin who keeps asking for $5 but will never give you, he wants the whole five, but is never going to give you five back, you still call him back. You still let him come. But yeah, if you're a whole ass rapist, murderer, fucking like you're just a terrible person, you don't get to come back, you know? But so let's put some closing thoughts on this because I do want to transition to something a little more lighthearted, you know, just to wrap things up. So how do you guys want to close on this topic?
I think we closed it up pretty well already. y'all have made the point that guess what? Assholes don't need our support.
Yeah.
The devil don't need no more advocates. And Dave Chappelle is still a millionaire and hadn't lost a dime yet. So
zero.
He'll be all right.
I'm sure he's just in this conversation, he's probably collected a lot more dimes.
Yeah.
So
although I gotta say before we close it up, just respect people of all races and cultures. If you don't understand it, even if you don't get it, show respect. You don't have to fuck with it. If you don't understand what trans people are going through, you ain't got to talk shit about them. You just walk away from the situation. It costs you nothing to pay these people no attention.
Yeah.
It
costs you nothing. Pay me no mind. That's the great artist Sean Carter's line.
Yeah.
Respect Jay-Z. Okay.
And I just want to say, you know, in the last episode, we left you guys with blackface is never a good idea. That still stands, but also just another gem for the listener. Don't ever use this statement, but I have a blank friend.
Yes.
Just, you know, those that goes with the don't do blackface. Just don't ever say you have a blank. I got a gay friend, a trans friend, Asian friend, black friend. Just don't do that, because you don't get to live and walk in their shoes. You will still be you and they will be them, but you will not have the exact, you will share experiences, but not through each other's perspective, not through each other's like walk of life. So we'll let that go. Now onto some lighter fare. Halloween's right around the corner. You know, we're going to be doing some trick or treating real soon. And one thing, like we were going to talk about it last time and it still like cracks me the fuck up. I mean, I was a kid, I was born in 75. I've been doing this for a long time. What is up with people still saying they're going to put drugs in your candy? Ooh-wee. What up with that? What up with that? Ooh-wee. What up with that? What up with that? He said, she said, we said, he said, what up with that? Yo. What drug motherfucker is out here like, listen, I'm going to buy the edibles, I'm going to buy the pills, and I'm fucking throwing them out for Halloween. Who? Who's fucking doing this? I'm sure it probably has happened, and you know why it happened? Because the person was so fucking high, they put the wrong bowl out. That's why that happened. They didn't do it because, and I'm sure there's probably some fucking dickhead out there wanting to make some kids sick, just do some fucked up stuff, because he hates his neighbors across the street. That's why he did it. But nobody's putting fucking drugs in your candy. Relax.
I always wondered, like, who the fuck is also putting apples? Who's taking apples and putting raisins in them? Like,
oh, time out. Just... Oh, you got me hot now, motherfucker. Let me tell you, things that have been put in my fucking Halloween bag: apples, peanuts, raisins, pennies. I have also felt like a full ass fucking Charlie Brown because I have received rocks. Full geologist ass rocks, where I was like, you are a hateful person that you give a kid. Rocks. But you know what I never got? I never got a Lucy cigarette. I never got a fucking edible gummy. I never got like half a blunt. I never got like an apple that like someone turned into like a pipe. I never got any of that. Like,
did you get Mike and Ike's?
Hey, Mike and Ike's are delish. So
not, they're not a fucking blunt. Halloween candy.
You know what? I'll even take the candy corns too, though I hate those pieces of shit. But what I'm saying right now is nobody is putting the drugs in your goddamn candy.
What?
You did it. Has anyone ever put drugs in your candy?
No. I'm also
drugs are not cheap.
I'm reading right now, where do people get this idea of I was looking for drugs in candy. But this article brings up is at some point there was one person who did put poison in candy, and
that makes sense.
Basically killed his son that he had took life insurance out on. So that guy's a murderer.
He had a different game, though. He had a separate agenda.
Exactly. So that guy was a murderer, and that's not the same thing as, you know, somebody's, you know, tampering with candy.
Yeah.
It's just not gonna. It's never, as far as these articles seem to go, it has not happened. They had an example of a lady who gave kids of what they say that she gave out in 1964.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Helen Field was arrested for handing out things like ant poison and dog biscuits to kids. When questioned, the housewife said she was joking and she only gave those items to kids she felt were too old to be trick-or-treating, and no one was drugged or poisoned during the incident. But law enforcement didn't find her shit funny.
I mean, dog bones, says. That shit is kind of funny, though.
That shit is a trick.
Yeah, that was a trick. I'll give him that one.
Also, it wasn't, I'm pretty certain ant poison probably says big as down that shit, ant poison.
Yeah.
So she didn't wrap the ant poison in a caramel and, you know.
Still different.
It's not a concern that we have to have. And
not even close.
Now, for anybody listening, one, we always want some feedback. We always want, you know, to hear from you guys. I need someone to tell me, like, how much does it cost for, I guess, what would be a gummy bag size bag of gummy edibles?
I can tell you. My partner uses medical marijuana here in the great state of Ohio, and it's prohibitively expensive because it's a medicine and it's charged at medicine level prices. So imagine what you go pay at the pharmacist for painkillers and so forth.
And we're talking like non-insurance covered. So
So imagine what it would be to pay for your drugs with no insurance coverage, and no one's putting that in a bag. No one's giving that away.
So when I see I see the price for my prescriptions, like, you know, I have like my cholesterol pills I gotta take, and that fucking that vial is like $50.
Yeah.
For that, I paid like $5. I got insurance. It's great. Right. I wish everyone had insurance so they didn't get gouged by the, you know, medical industry. But
I wish we didn't need insurance. I wish we just had universal health care. But that's another story for another day.
Yeah. But I say that to say this, and gummies cost like $1 for a pack. Yeah. So I'm not gonna do. I'm not going to spend $50 for a medicine and then be like, let me give it to these kids that I'm not going to see. Because if I'm going to see someone get high, I want to be there. Like, if I'm going to give you some drugs, I want to see you fucking trip out and be like, damn, this kid is out of control. You know, not like, okay, hey, I give you these drugs and now we're going to figure out what's going on at your house. Like, that's stupid. And that, and yes, to anyone listening, I'm not giving any. Number one, there's that.
That's just expensive.
I'd rather pay for a $50 steak over at this hotel. So...
$65 steak, my
guy. $65.
No sides.
So no sides. Fucking people are stupid. Like, when will this die down?
It won't, because every year some news story needs to fill some time. And they're like, let's tell a story about, make sure you check your kids' candy because there might be some weed edibles in there. And it simply won't be.
Or razors.
And now we've got to the point where we all know it. So now we just like, we start clowning these fools and they start. But then they get, what it is, they get that social media interaction, which is what they want to begin with.
Yeah.
That's why they made such a fucking outlandish claim to begin with.
Because you know what I'm searching the candy for? The fucking candies I want.
Yeah.
I'm like, you better give me the Twix. Give me some of the Snickers. Oh, shit, you got a full bar? Taking that too? Oh, you got some 100 grams? You know what? It's dad tax.
I'm proud of you.
That's what comes through. Like, I'm getting.
I'm proud of you, Chaffee. You named all the fucking right candy to be looking for Halloween. Yeah. Not the bullshit stuff that some people named on other podcasts.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm sorry, I fuck with dots, man. Damn.
Oh, man.
No. You're okay.
Oh, shit. Let me tell you. I fucking made, we had a small principal's meeting the other, like last Friday, and they put out this bag and it was like Tootsie Rolls and fucking this and that and the other thing. And it said dots. And so I saw the dots. I fucking grabbed the dots. I ate the dots. And then someone went to the big bag to get the rest of the dots. That whole fucking brand new bag had one box of dots.
Damn.
And that room, those motherfuckers started yelling at me. Can't believe you ate the fucking dots. There was this one. I was like, I didn't fucking pack it. Like, there was one box. I'm sorry. I'm not fucking Mr. Dots over here. Just, I think they're like, they should have called it dot. And I said, well, technically in the box was multiple dots. So it is dots. And that's what it is. But I'm sorry. That's on you guys. You saw the box. We were here for 30 minutes. No one grabbed it. Guess what I did? I'm eating those dots. I said, now you guys can eat all the fucking vanilla Tootsie Rolls. Have at it.
The fruity Tootsie Rolls be hitting. Chocolate Tootsie Rolls is pretty tasty. The vanilla joints, who fucking with them, man?
Now, you know what? Go ahead, Delvin.
I didn't know there was other flavors besides chocolate.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what? The vanillas are like, just eat one. Don't go for this. You have one, you'd be like, smells good.
I wonder if I eat it with a chocolate one and or with one of the fruit ones. Can I have, like, you know, say,
now you ready for the move? Because I've done this. This is, hey, you know what? It's Tootsie Roll hacks up in here. You get the vanilla, you get the orange, you twist them bitches.
Got a creamsicle popping.
Boom.
That's what's up.
That's the move there. So I have done this. It works. It works.
Okay.
I have never seen these other flavors.
Yeah, man. They're out there. You ain't got to get to choose.
Cherry is lemon. It's lime. It's orange. It's vanilla. It's chocolate.
Yeah. There's a strawberry, no? Like a strawberry or cherry? I know there's
sure.
a pink one.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So all in all, you know what? No one's fucking giving your kids drugs in the candy. If anything, I mean, in general, fucking search your kids' candy just for like random shit in general. Also search your kids' candy so you get dibs on like the better candy.
Yes.
That's like more the right move. Like, just be honest about it. Hey, I'm searching your candy not for drugs, but because I want what I want. I think that's the real truth there. I think that's what we uncovered in this scenario. You guys are all lying, trying to say there's drugs in there when you really just want some fucking candies. Guess what? You know what you can do? Number one, go to the store after Halloween. Everything's fucking 50% off.
For months.
You don't even have to wait till after.
Start looking
this week as they start putting Christmas up in the stores.
Target just put an ad out that the candy is already 50% starting today.
Yeah. So go get yourself a little treat. You deserve
knock
it.
Knock yourself up. You want variety packs? You could
get me some Reese's pumpkins for like $2 for a 50 pound bag. It's so good.
Right?
We have discussed it. Reese's in particular is one of them candies because the holiday versions of it are usually fresher. Yes. Less preservatives because they're meant to stay on the shelves for less time are the most exquisite, perfect versions of Reese's that exist.
Let me tell you, the Reese's Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Man.
Fantastic.
It's a thinner layer of chocolate, a softer layer of peanut butter, like you're saying. Man, that Christmas tree, the move.
It looks nothing like a Christmas tree, not ever. I've never seen one shaped that I'm like, that's a Christmas tree.
No. They're not even trying. Like it looks more like a fall leaf than a Christmas tree. But I'm just saying, man, you know, people, you gotta fucking relax. No, like I said, no one's giving your kids these drug ass candies. So
for real.
There's that. But you know, I think this is a good place to kind of maybe put a pin in things for this evening. You know, I'm glad we got to talk about the special because I think there was a lot to address there. But before we kind of sign off, let's kind of go around the table and just kind of talk about what you guys have been up to. I think one thing we don't really do well either is like really telling people where they can find us and kind of get with us. So let's start with Delvin. What you up to? Where can people find you?
I am recording episodes of the Delvin Cox Experience, the show that I love, the show that loves me. I like this show. This show hates me. The other show I'm on definitely hates me. They can't stand me. They're looking every week to fire my ass. And I'm going to give them 1,001 reasons to do so.
That last TSVG, you are on fire, man. I love it.
Because fuck them.
That's wild.
And let me tell you, Delvin goes in that podcast like, fire me.
Yeah.
I dare you. What's the one TikTok that's out right now that's like a, it's like a don't do work type of person?
Oh, anti-work.
Yeah, that's Delvin. He goes, I ain't working.
I go on there and become a habitual line stepper. Just fuck this shit. Like, yo, what y'all said? No, we're not doing that.
Man, you know what? And that, again, from the Chappelle Show, shout out Charlie Murphy, he's a habitual line stepper. That's another one I use often.
I use that a lot.
And then internet-wise, where's your handles?
Just follow me on Twitter, Delvin_Cox. And everything is there. I actually have a website, DelvinCoxExperience.com. Everything else is there too. You can even listen to the Spotify episodes on that website. Like just hit the little Spotify thing and it's right there.
All right on. And then T.
I am, of course, the internet's Taylor 713, meaning I am Taylor 713 and I belong to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And each and every week I drop Stage Crunchy and Milk, the podcast I host with my buddies. It's a pretty dope show. Delvin was on, by the time you hear this, the most recent episode.
Yes.
So you can get your double Delvin dose in as we go into it here coming up. We have a Patreon show that we decided the patrons will get the most recent version of it. And everybody else will get a week late version of it. And that is called Stage Crunchy and Milk Presents Crème Pâtissière. It's a great British Bake Off recap show. It's a whole lot of fun. My homegirl Nick Jew was on there with me and my man Anthony from Skim. And it's really, really fun. Nick Jew is from the What's the Tea podcast. And I tell you to go listen to that as well. It's a pretty dope show. I am Taylor 713 all across the internet. I just had to change it on Instagram because I lost access to my old Instagram account when my phone broke on my birthday. So over there, it's Tayrel, TAYREL, the number 7. And then you got to spell 13 out. If you care to follow me on IG, I've only put up one thing over there, and that is you can see the special collector's edition of Metroid, because I'm not really using it. Stage Crunchy and Milk, I updated it. Again, lost access because my phone broke to our entire Google suite, but I made a new one, and I need some followers over at just Stage Crunchy. Crunchy, again, being spelled with a K. It'd be mighty dope for you to do that. Go over there and give us a follow as we start to try to rebuild after the devastating loss of an iPhone that has cost me too much access. It's bullshit.
All right. And then for me, I'm Chalfie. You can find me on Twitter at L Chalfie, ElChaufie. Yeah. And then if you wanted to just see, I don't do a lot of Instagram posts. I do a lot more stories just because those are quicker for me. But yeah, you can hit me up on Instagram as well. Chalfie over there just to kind of see what I'm up to, what I'm getting into. You know, and then, you know, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, we'd love to have some feedback, you know, give us some thoughts on what you guys think about what we're talking about. You know, hit us up on Twitter, at Cadillac on Mars. That's our Twitter handle. Just started an Instagram for the show as well. And I believe that one is just Cadillac on Mars. So you can
Who won the Steelbook?
Oh yeah, I was gonna get there too. Yeah, and then we did have a big winner. Want to recognize Devin Tyus. He won the Deathloop Steelbook. He used the phrase "that pays," which is, yeah, you thought we were gonna miss it this week. Fuck you, double fuck you, fuck Mike Fowler. He used it. And I know Dev was excited because let me tell you, if you have a friend like Tayrell adds cherries on top of things. He sent me something recently when he got the wine gums, came with a handwritten note just to make it, you know, my wife said, T, she said, that's what makes him a gentleman. And so
I doff my cap to the lady.
So I know that Dev already received his steel book. He tweeted a picture back to us and said the big piece too was the handwritten note, which also to you, you know, does that when I look at T's handwriting, I do have to say he does look a little serial killer-ish. So I don't want to judge, but
hey, man. Your boy, that's me having to write real slow so it don't look like it really would look like. I'm trying to be gentle in my approach and write with a little bit of like, spell everything out nicely.
Yeah.
Make my A's look like they should look.
Because I look at it, I'm like, my son write this? And he's a full sociopath. So, so you know, just want to say, man, shout out to you, to Dev, for listening to the show. I know he enjoys it as well. I don't know about the rest of the people on PDG, if they listen or not.
Maybe. No, whatever. They can't stand us.
They're the wrong shade, so that's just that.
pretty accurate.
I mean, it's wild that they got two black guys on one show, but I think that's just to have a spare in case one of them drops out, so they can say they got equal opportunity.
See, I'm the one, if shit goes down, I'm the one they call the cops on. Like, we got to save one of them.
But I can't be talking shit, though, because I said it as I realized I got two black guys on the show. There's I do got a third, but he doesn't show up.
Yeah, he's following the stereotype to the T.
Right, he really did do an episode going to the liquor store and buying rap snacks. That did happen on this show.
That live. 100% did.
I mean, rap snacks is delicious.
Lying ass Sean.
Walmart had them for a while, now they don't got them anymore. Kind of hurt. So, anyways, I'm Chalfie. This is Tayrell. This is Delvin. We out of here.
Peace.
Mama. Mama. What? Grandma's not here. Grandma's not here. She's not.